should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Great program lined up for you today. D.D. Loggus and Save the Persecuted Christians joins us, bottom of hour number two, with our host, or my co-host, Rick Manning. And I don't, at this moment, I don't know for certain, but I am trying to reach out to Pastor Vitaly in the Ukraine. If you have not seen this post, you really need to, and I'm going to share it over on the Chosen Generation Radio Facebook page right now, as a matter of fact. Folks, this is absolutely gruesome, what has been done by the Russians. This is in a small village called Adrivka in the Ukraine, and Pastor Vitaly and his church, along with another church, went to this village to render aid. And let me just tell you, prepare yourselves, because what you're going to see is absolutely going to stun you, and it should stun you. It should stun you. And any of those that are out there that are trying to give Putin cover on he's battling the globalists, and he's, you know, it's all about the Global Economic Forum and or World Economic Forum and all this other nonsense. You are propagating Russian disinformation. for goodness sakes, before you speak again, please get this DVD, Disinformation, The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West, by General Pacheco, put out by WND Films. Watch this. Watch this. Before you say another word, before you forward another email, before you write another commentary. And for those of you ministers that are out there that have been saying this nonsense, get back in your prayer closet, because whoever's in there, it ain't God. All right. Look, it's terrible to forward disinformation. Look at these pictures. Watch what the Russians are actually doing. And hear from those inside Russia that are getting messages out because they said that this was a war and they were thrown in prison. And that's why Michael Morrison and I are going to keep talking to you about media bias and about free speech being sabotaged right here in our own country, and why we absolutely cannot tolerate it. We cannot tolerate it. All right, top of the next hour, David Shostokas is with us. So the Supreme Court has decided that a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force must take the injection, and since he's refused the injection, the military can now come down and bring the thunder down on him, in spite of the fact that there's an F-35 that hit the drink over there in the China Seas as a direct result of a reaction that a pilot had to the injections. But, you know, and the 1.2 million people who've had adverse reactions, including death. But, you know, let's just pretend like that's not happening. Like, well, we'll talk about a doxing story here in just a minute. And then bottom of the hour, Patrina Mosley is with me. Patrina is with Project 21. We'll talk more about this Jackson Brown. Did I say that right? Michael, help me out with her first name.
Ketanji.
That's Ketanji. The one. Ketanji Brown Jackson, actually, not Jackson Brown. I'm thinking of the musical group. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has made very clear by her judicial decisions that those that molest children should not receive significant penalties. So we've put a pedophile supporter on the Supreme Court of the United States of America, who, by the way, is only there because she's supposedly a black woman, except that she doesn't know that she's a woman because she's not a biologist, so she can't tell. All right. Hi, Michael. You know me, man. I'm just warming up the water for you, bud.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on as usual.
Oh, man. All right. So let's talk doxing. Why don't we just jump into doxing, since that's kind of a fiery topic? I remember it's been about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Tucker Carlson is on air when the call comes in that they're pounding on the front door of his house and his wife and his two small children are hiding, locked in the bathroom for fear that these people are going to break through their front door.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's truly terrifying. You know, doxing is a disgusting thing. It should never be done in journalism. It's grotesque, you know, and you've got this person, Taylor Lorenz, out here I believe a week ago, going on the air and crying and putting on a big show about how people are being mean to her online. And then she goes out and does the very thing that she's warning other journalists and other people not to do, which is doxing an individual that she disagrees with. Giving up an anonymous account, lids of TikTok, and exposing the name of the individual behind that anonymous account you know, without getting permission from the person that she's exposing. You know, it just shows the hypocrisy. And you said it earlier, the liberal media is truly biased. You know, it's rules for thee, but not for me. And then apparently doxing is fine as long as you're doing it to the right. But if the right does it to the left, well, that's a problem, according to Taylor Lorenz.
You know, I made a comment yesterday with Scott Shepard on the program. He corrected me. I said nationalcenter.com. He said, no, we're nationalcenter.org. And I said, well, can you be an org? My point in saying that, folks, was, you know, you can be nonprofit as long as you're nonprofit on the right side of this. And actually, it's not the right side. It's the left side. If you're on the progressive left, then you can be nonprofit. But remember what happened under Obama. The IRS wouldn't approve conservative organizations and give them nonprofit status. And we're back to that again, times 10, with the Biden administration going after nonprofit organizations that, again, don't align. Watch the wave, because it's going to be coming. And that was my point about .org. But again, it speaks to the same thing that you and I are talking about right now with doxing, with any of this. There are no rules if you are on the progressive communist left. And let's be clear, this is what Don Jans and I have been trying to educate people about for years, Michael, and that is that in communism, there is an elite group. They believe that man cannot govern himself, that he's too stupid, but they believe that there is an elite group of men that collectively can make decisions and control what everyone else does, because no one else can figure it out, just these guys.
Yeah, look, you know, and that's the liberal media mindset, right? Yep. You know, they will suppress stories, they will hide news, and then they will tout certain talking points that the left is trying to put out to favor their side and suppress and not even acknowledge the real news or the conservative side of what's happening. And all of that, of course, to protect the Democratic Party, which is precisely what they're trying to do in the lead up to the 2022 November midterm elections.
Well, and to that point, let's talk about ABC, CBS, NBC suppressing again the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Not only did they quell it completely in 2020, you couldn't talk about it, they wouldn't put it out. They I mean, the fact checkers even went so far as to suggest that it was fake news. And remember, it was Russian disinformation. There was no laptop. It didn't exist. And if by chance he happened to own a laptop, well, there wasn't anything on there that was incriminating or a problem or criminal or nothing wrong, nothing to see here, and it's all Russian disinformation.
Look, you know, MRC did a poll Not so long after the 2020 election. The survey found that 45.1% of Biden voters in seven key swing states said they were unaware of the financial scandal enveloping Biden and his son Hunter. And according to our poll, 9.4% of Biden voters would have abandoned the Democratic candidate, abandoned Joe Biden, which would have flipped six swing states that he won, Biden, to Trump, which would have changed the election. The former president, Donald Trump, would have won 311 electoral votes and been president of the United States again, if not for the suppression of the story. And, you know, it gets worse. Here's some of the drill down. ABC, CBS, and NBC News. Newsbusters did a study from October 14th, 2020, through the morning of April 18th, 2022. The big three, that's what we call them here, ABC, CBS, and NBC, spent a minuscule 25 minutes and 6 seconds on the story. And most of that coverage, much of the coverage, used dismissive verbiage like dubious, questionably sourced story, old line of attack, and unverified when they were talking about it. ABC spent a paltry 58 seconds covering the story. NBC, 9 minutes and 6 seconds. CBS, 15 minutes and 2 seconds total.
Wow. Well, you know, moving along to, you know, again, those kinds of things where they, you know, where the left is going to suppress. Reuters is one of the biggest news outlets out there. Would we agree that that's probably true, that Reuters is a pretty large news outlet?
It's certainly a pretty well-known outlet. I don't know how large their viewer base is, but it's, you know,
Pretty well known. So one of their analysts, Zach Kriegman, who, by the way, is from a blue state background, voted Democrat his entire life, but he's a Harvard Law School graduate, University of Michigan undergraduate, and he was a data scientist at Reuters, who in his data discovered that the narrative of Black Lives Matter about police brutality on Black Americans was a false narrative. So what does he do? He takes 2 months off to think about it, comes back, and he goes and he writes something in a private memo saying, you know what, here's what the data says. I didn't go looking to try to create this story. Here's what the data says. And for that, they fire him. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice. Truth. Truth is, if you're going to hold to a biblical worldview and you're going to want to help people understand what's happening, truth is a pretty important part of that. In fact, Jesus held to truth. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And I believe that we as believers have to be engaged in holding, especially media outlets, to truth. So there's a lot of, in fact, it's funny. I saw a headline on Newsbusters this morning. Even Jack Dorsey is coming out and suggesting that the media is not being truthful. I don't know the full measure of that. You probably do, but the Elon Musk story and what's taking place with regards to Elon Musk and Twitter and Twitter's board and the poison pill and the battle, but a lot of potential misinformation happening there, and a battle for free speech.
Yeah, look, you're right. You know, and Senator Ted Cruz said the battle between Elon Musk and Twitter, it's one of the most important battles of free speech in decades. And he's probably right about that. You know, he said this is a testing moment where big tech keeps getting more and more brazen, and suddenly Elon Musk came in and is threatening to tip over the Apple cart. And that's exactly what he's doing. You know, he came in and he made a bid, $43 billion to buy the company, which, as I understood it, was something like $10 billion over what the company's actually worth, which kind of puts Twitter in a little bit of a pickle. You know, they have a fiduciary duty being a publicly traded company to their shareholders. So it's kind of hard for them to turn down an offer like that. But they instituted what The Verge called a so-called poison pill to block Elon Musk's proposed buyout offer. And The Verge called it a major setback to the billionaire's efforts to take full financial control of the company. You know, it's interesting what Musk was saying about it. He put out a tweet on March 26, quote, "Given that Twitter serves as the de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy." And he's absolutely right. That is precisely what social media has become. People, good or bad, spend most of their time on the internet. And that's where we have our conversations. That's where we communicate with how we're going to meet out in the real world. Most of us do our jobs online. We do financing online. We buy clothes. Most people buy groceries, at least in the cities, online now, and then have them ready for pickup when they go drive up to the store. You know, so much of what we do is on the internet. And if one side is allowed to completely block out the other side because they don't like what they're saying, that's a huge problem. And it appears that Musk is on board with the free speech idea. And so it's really thrown a wrinkle into Twitter and the big tech leftists that want to prevent free speech online.
Well, and I think it's interesting. Daily Wire on Jack Dorsey calling out CNN fake news. The Daily Wire's Ryan Saavedra reported on former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey claiming that he knows that CNN promotes fake false news reporting because he witnessed the far-left network try to cause conflict during the Ferguson, Missouri riots back in 2014. He goes on to say, "I know this from being on the streets of Ferguson during the protests and watching them try to create conflict and film it, causing the protesters to chant let's go Biden to, or let's go CNN. He also explained how in an earlier tweet, Dorsey called out CNN's Brian Stelter and a columnist for the Washington Post on Monday over a tweet that took aim at Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Stelter took to Twitter to accuse Carlson of selling doubt, and Saavedra noted that Dorsey responded to the tweet by asking in a tweet, "And you all are selling hope?" Question mark. It's just, I think it's interesting that, you know, that even, you know, Jack Dorsey, who many of us have had concerns about how Twitter was, I got booted off of Twitter while Jack Dorsey was the CEO. But, you know, maybe Dorsey's had a little bit of an epiphany, but at least he's coming clean and saying, hey, I know that CNN promotes fake news.
Well, look, recall the Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed when Jack Dorsey was CEO of Twitter as well. So, you know, we don't want to come to the aid of Jack Dorsey too much. You know, he's still got a lot to answer for.
Sure.
You know, Ezra Levant, Rebel News publisher, actually had this to say about Twitter. Twitter's existing owners don't value it for financial reasons. They value it for political reasons, the ability to censor the world. And then Musk can never offer them enough because for them it's not about money, it's about power. And that certainly seems to be the case with all of the suppression that takes place. Again, and it's one-sided suppression. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. When somebody gets censored online, it's not just that individual that's being prevented from talking. It's all of their followers. You know, someone like Joe Rogan, who has,
right,
I believe it's somewhere up in the realm of 11 million viewers. When he got censored, that means 11 million people in that instance weren't allowed to discuss what Joe Rogan was talking about because they weren't even allowed to see it.
Yeah.
And that's truly incredible.
It is. No, it absolutely is. And that's why we're going to continue to talk about that here on Chosen Generation Radio, because free speech is critically important to our country. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and we have been partnered with the Project 21 Black Leadership Network here for years on the Chosen Generation Radio Show, and we have members come on twice a month. They're here with us on Wednesdays, and it's exciting to have Patrina with us. You can find her at PatrinaPMosley.com, PatrinaPMosley.com, and I want to welcome Patrina to the program. Patrina, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I'm frustrated. I have to tell you that we have elected to put a Supreme Court justice on the bench that can't figure out her biological identity, because she's not a biologist, and cannot come to a place of understanding the importance of protecting children from predators. I don't get it.
Pastor Greg, this is what happens, though, when you put representation over righteousness. And, you know, as a Black woman, I understand that representation is important in this country and in so many facets, because really, I mean, that represents the beauty of diversity that God has created, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to have righteousness first, and that's more important than any other thing. But this is what you get when you try to replace righteousness with anything else. And we get a judge in the highest court of the land who has the backing of Planned Parenthood, who has the backing of the National Abortion and Reproductive Health Organization, NARAL.
Terrible.
I mean, when you have that, it's like, okay, we kind of know where you stand if they're supporting you. And then on top of that, you have her being sympathetic to people who are child predators.
Minor attracted persons, Patrina. We need to say that politically correctly. Minor attracted person. That's a pedophile, ladies and gentlemen. That's a pedophile.
Right.
And we better not wait until our kids start coming home with blood in their pants to do something about it.
Well, right now we're having the same problem when it comes to education. I mean, you have pornography being taught in the classroom. Mm-hmm. You have books teaching kindergartens and fifth graders about their body parts and about different gender types, helping them discover their gender. I mean, and these books are pretty graphic. I mean, school boards across the country did not want these parents reading these books out loud, even to them, in these school board meetings. And the parents were saying, look, if you're cringing and you're trying to shut us up from reading this material, how bad do you think it is for our children to receive this? So we're really seeing a progression to push the needle on acceptance of pedophilia, of really perverse sexuality, particularly on children, the most innocent in our community. And that's not by accident. So this is going to be really important for Christians to stand up, for Americans to stand up and really call this out for what it is, and do not allow this to have even that one more inch.
Are you familiar with the document, The Overhauling of Straight America?
I am not.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you have got to look that up. It's called The Overhauling of Straight America. If you're near a computer, you can look it up right now. It's The Overhauling of Straight America. It's on the Gay Homeland Library. This is a document that was drafted in 1989. I've been talking about this document ever since I've had this show for the last 11 years. I talked about it for the previous 18 years as soon as I found it out in California, trying to fight that fight about marriage and what have you. Because in the document, it says, in the document, that NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, is a part of the acceptable grouping within the LGBTQ community and has been from the very get-go, from the very beginning. NAMBLA and pedophilia and pedophiles have been an accepted part of their of the sodomite movement.
I see it. I see that. I mean, this. I mean, we both know none of this stuff is by accident. None of this stuff happens overnight. It happens inch by inch, little by little. And you know, we have to be the voice of the voices, the voice of the victims. I mean, did you know that just in last year, 99% of the reports to the National Center on Missing and Exploited Children were about CSAM, which is child sexual abuse material.
Wow.
99%.
I did not
know
that.
There is a...
That's horrific.
Exactly. And even the New York Times has called this type of perversion an epidemic. In 2008, there were over 600,000 CSAM images reported to NMIC. Now it's over 70.
Is it even surprising, Petrina, though, when you think about what's just come out relative to Disney and how there we now have it on record? We've known it. We've been watching what they've been doing. But we now have it on record that they are pushing this and that there would be a pushback against protecting 4-year-olds to 9-year-olds from being victims of exactly what you're talking about. And yet that's according to the media, according to all of these interests that are out there where you hear most of this. Oh, you're a terrible person if you support a law to protect innocent children between the ages of 4 and 9 from sexual exploitation and becoming victims of sexual abuse. But you're bad for that.
Yeah, right. And I mean, with Disney, well, we can't be too surprised. I mean, predators like to be where children are. And that means, I mean, your daycares, your schools, Disney. I mean, where children are, there will be predators. So
churches.
We should not be surprised about this. And I just want to make one correction. I said there was over 70,000. Actually, there was over 70 million CSAM images reported just in 2019. So, I mean, this is a real problem. And when I say thinking about the victims about this, I really mean it because this is a unique crime. And that's what it is. This is not, you know, your mainstream pornography. This is a crime scene. Child pornography, child sexual abuse material is a crime scene because children cannot consent to a commercial sex act. And the reason why it's a commercial sex act is that this filth is being distributed on internet platforms, on pornography sites, and traded and produced and paid for by people who think that, you know, this is their way to get off. But the victim, in their worst moment, while they're being raped and sexually abused, is being filmed and distributed around the world for others to see. I mean, think about your worst moment ever in life being filmed and distributed. So we have a lot of traumatized victims out there that could be even right next door that need to be heard and need to be cared about. And it's a shame that someone who claims to care about the law, cares about justice, is sitting on the highest bench, but her main concern is for protecting predators and pedophiles. And Pastor Greg, you're right. We're not going to go with this whole map naming, mind attractive people. No. We're going to call them what they are, pedophiles. And we have to stand up for our children, stand up for our families, and not back down on that. There's no shame in standing up for your children, for the most innocent ones on this issue.
Amen. Amen to that, Petrina. Amen to that. It is abhorrent. And the really other sad part is that churches have become silent on this issue. And in many instances, they have embraced a doctrine that creates a safe harbor for these kinds of predators. And then the children are then brought in as unsuspecting victims.
Yeah, I mean, this is where the church is the conscience for the nation, right? I know a lot of times churches want to stay away from what they call political issues, but every issue that the scriptures talk about is a social issue, is a political issue, not because the church made it one, but because of the nature of our human society and the nature of darkness versus light. So we have to start talking about these things, and really the root of our issues with the epidemic of child pornography starts with regular pornography. And let me tell you, mainstream pornography today is not your grandfather's mainstream pornography. Today is extremely violent and depraved, and it only leads to an escalation into child pornography. There was a study done of over 40 convicted child abuse image possessors that found that all of their child pornography collections also included mainstream pornography. And they did a study that they call the Copine scale to figure out how do they escalate into such depraved material. And that's exactly what it was. It was an escalation over time. So, I mean, we really got to start talking about how sin takes you further than you want to go, and it keeps you longer than you want to stay.
And the issue is, we're going to have to take a quick break because we'll come back. We're going to talk more about this issue. The challenge here is that because they dismiss it all as social issues, then the church's voice and speaking truth is silenced.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care.
If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Petrina Mosley, and you can find her at Project 21 Black Leadership Network. The link to Project 21 Black Leadership is on our CG contributor page. You can also find her at Petrina P, as in Petrina, Petrina P. Mosley, MOSLEY.com, and she's got a great consulting firm. And if you are looking for a consultant, I encourage you to check out. Talking about how these are quote unquote social issues, and that's their argument is well, those are social issues, and there's more important things to talk about. Can you address why a biblical worldview is more than just a social view?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, these issues such as pornography and abortion and sex trafficking, all those are social issues because the Bible has an answer to those things. All the issues of life the scripture speaks to. There's principles, biblical principles that whether you're a Christian or not, benefits American society, benefits anybody, because those principles and those laws that God has laid out are eternal, and they bring freedom to everyone, whether they are believers or not. So there's no issue untouched by scripture, so there should be no issue untouched by us as believers that God has spoken to. And, you know, you may hear even from Republicans sometimes, well, we just want to stick to kitchen table issues. Okay, well what does that mean? And usually what that really means is we're not going to touch the controversial stuff. We're not going to touch abortion. We're not going to touch the sexuality issues.
Marriage.
We're going to talk about our tax plan.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about religious freedom. We're going to talk about our tax plan, our economic prosperity plans, etc. And that's a cop-out. There are no better kitchen table issues than the issue directly impacting your family and your children. And right now, we have seen parents across the country be in an uproar of their children being taught pedophilia, their children being taught pornography, different morals on family values and sexuality. So are you going to keep labeling that a social issue or a kitchen table issue? Because the homework that these kids are bringing home are right here at the kitchen table. And it's showing them all kind of perversion. And, you know, with what we talked about at the top of the hour is, you know, someone who is soft on these issues now being on the highest court of the land. And Disney executives being exposed for their plans at grooming children and not being hard on their staff members who are engaged in this type of perverted behavior. So, I mean, are all these things really by accident? I don't know. I don't think so. But We gotta dismiss this idea and not let people patronize us by saying, well, we're just going to stick to kitchen table issues, meaning we're not going to talk about the hard stuff, controversial stuff with the social issues. No, the real kitchen table issues are what's happening to our children right now in these child pornography distribution and facilitation platforms online. Yeah. What's happening to our children being trafficked right next door in our own backyard on social media platforms as well. And what is being looked at on these computers by men and women that's escalating into all kind of dangerous behaviors on our children and our women and what our children are learning in school. So there's no more kitchen table issues than these social issues.
Well, and let me suggest, you know, I've talked about this a little bit, but, you know, my mom's in her mid-80s now. And she and I have had lots of great conversations about this, and she is very, very vocal now about the things that are happening in our country. But she told me, I don't know, probably 10 years ago when I first was starting this program, she said, you know, our generation, talking about kitchen table issues, we were the ones who believed that you didn't talk about religion and politics at the kitchen table, quote unquote. Okay, that's where that concept comes from. And she said, we completely blew it. We really completely blew it, because we really believed that how we carried ourselves, how we acted, how we behaved, what we did would have more impact than what we said or what we might have talked about at the kitchen table. The problem with that is that the other side then did all the talking, all the conversation right. that took place, all the influencing, all of that came from a perspective that was completely and totally un-American and against everything that American principles stand for. And we didn't say a word because we thought, well, if we just talk, if we just act right, that people will just act right with us. And we were so naive to believe that.
Oh, I mean, that is really the lack of discipleship, right? And if you don't do it, if you don't disciple your children and your family, someone else will. And that's exactly what happened, Pastor Greg. I mean, we didn't talk about politics or religion at the table, but someone else did. And they did all the talking. And really, what that is a form of discipleship, right?
Yep.
So we really got to get back to discipling people, discipling our families, discipling our circles of influence in a biblical worldview. You walk the walk, but you also got to talk the talk. And today, more than ever, you got to be clearer on what you believe and what you stand for than ever before.
Well, and to that, to encourage folks, it's just simply what goes on. You're riding in the car. My son and I were riding. We took a ride into town and checked mail yesterday, and then we're riding back. And there were some opportunities for me to talk to him about concepts and thoughts and things that related to a biblical worldview. And we were able to have that conversation in the car. And, you know, again, you just, Jesus's disciples didn't show up at a classroom. They walked along the way and watched him and listened to him. And every single moment that he was awake, he was a living and breathing and talking example of expressing that. Final thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, this is a time more than ever where we have to be clear on why and how we're going to protect our women and children. We can't give pedophilia not one more inch, and we should stand in boldness against this perversion.
Amen. Absolutely. And by the way, when it comes to, you know, all this celebration that they're doing about this new Supreme Court justice, I just want to make mention Clarence Thomas, who has been serving our nation with such great distinction, is a black man. Just thought I'd put that out there for those that, you know, might be questioning that. Yeah, he is, in fact. And and they didn't celebrate him. They tried to castigate him, but you know, that's the left. Yep. All right, Petrina Mosley has been my guest. We'll be back more Children's Generation Radio, Hour 2 coming up.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours.